oordenkend op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Good evening once again, listeners. This is Kim Baron, and I'll be doing the devotion for tonight. So seeing that it's the month of youth, and we all know June is Youth Month, I'd like to speak on a theme that is deeply rooted in God's Word, which is also the title for tonight's devotion. It's God's Call for the Young. Often as young people, we feel like our time to be used by God is not now, but it will come later. Because, for instance, many young people say, God will use me when I'm older or when I have more experience. But the Bible teaches us something completely different. It teaches us that God equips and use young people now. So I've based my devotion of two scriptures, and I'll start by the first scripture, which comes from 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. And it says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." So Timothy was a young, responsible spiritual leader or pastor. He was met through Paul during one of his missionary journeys, and thus you can read in Acts 16 from verse 1 to 3. Paul was quite impressed by Timothy's faith, and Paul wanted Timothy to always remain confident in his role as a pastor, despite of how young he is. And Paul says to Timothy, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young." This tells us something, and it tells us something very powerful, that being young doesn't disqualify you from being an example or being used by God. And I'll say it again. Being young doesn't disqualify you from being an example or being used by God. The world might say, "Oh, you're too young," or, "Oh, you don't have the experience," or, "You're inexperienced." But God says, "If you're willing, I will use you." And this is home to me. Because many times in church, the elders would say, "You're the future," or, "You are the future leader." And as inspiring as it sounds, it also made me realize something. If we are really the future leaders, then we need God now. We can't lead tomorrow if we're not with God today. So if you've ever been told you're the future or the future leader, just remember that God is preparing you and He wants to walk with you now. And Paul continues to tell Timothy that he should set an example for the believers. This means that anyone, and by anyone I mean even people older than you, they can learn from you and how you live, from as young as you are. So imagine that. Just sit back and imagine that. You, as young as you are, you can be someone that others look up to. Not for your popularity or style, but for your character, for your faith, and for your kindness. So ask yourself, are your words full of life? Do your actions match your beliefs? Do you show kindness even to those who don't deserve it? Do you trust God even when it's hard? And do you honor God with your body, mind, and choices? And remember that David was a teenager when he defeated Goliath. Jeremiah said he was too young, but God told him not to say that. So young people, you are not called to blend in. You are called to stand out. And my second scripture comes from Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1, and it says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" This verse is both a reminder and a warning. And the reminder is that, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. This means that you should build your relationship with God now, while you are young, and when your heart is still tender. It says not to forget God while you're full of life. Don't wait until you're older to pray, to serve, or to obey. Build your foundation while it's still easy to shape your path. Because if you don't build your foundation now, you'll struggle later. And the second line says, "Before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" This warning says that life will eventually become more difficult, as reminded by Solomon. And as people grow, they may face regrets, bitterness, and even spiritual numbness. But the joy and ease of choosing God today may not be as available later when life becomes heavy or hardened. It's basically like God saying, don't wait until you've lost strength, joy, or time. Choose me when your heart is still open. So if you put God first, He'll guide you, strengthen you, and give your life purpose. Youth is not just about fun. It's also a time to be formed. It's as said in Mark 10 verse 14. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. So as we close tonight, I'd like to take the time to remind each and every young person out there that you are not too young to make an impact. You are not too young to pray. You are not too young to lead. And you are not too young to be an example. The same God who called Timothy and told him to lead with courage and character is calling you. Don't wait for somebody. God wants to use you, whether it be in your school, in your home, in your friendship, your relationships, and even in your darkest and darkest of days. God wants to use you. So remember your Creator. Set an example and say yes to God. Your youth is not just a season to enjoy. It's a season to be empowered. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of youth. Thank you that you see us, value us, and call on us. Help us to bring ourselves closer to you, God. Teach us to remember you every day. Help us build our lives on you, so that when challenges come, we stand strong. Stir up a fire in the hearts of every young person. And give us courage, strength, and passion to follow you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.